You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
We scrimp and we save, and we skimp and we still save, which makes one wonder whether scrimping is different from skimping.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
I thought this was a really great question from Henry. It actually makes me think of when I was little, I loved Beverly Cleary books, and I remember the main character Ramona talking about how her family is scrimping and pinching to make ends meet. That's really actually the only place I think I've ever used scrimping.
Oh, that's perfect. And I appreciated the question of, are scrimping and skimping interchangeable? Are they the same thing? Are they different? And the answer seems to be that for some people, they're interchangeable. And for some people, there is a difference. And Rebecca, I'm not surprised to hear you say that you don't use scrimp all that often. The verb skimp is more common than scrimp at this point. And then as a little preview, skimpy is more common than either of them.
Interesting. All right, let's hear it.
All right, here we go. So let's start with scrimp. We're not sure where it comes from, maybe Scandinavian. We find it in English by the late 1600s. And at first it's an adjective to mean scant or meager. So Rebecca, we could talk about our scrimp understanding of that.
Okay.
Which means we don't really understand it very well. Or it could mean to be frugal. So I could say, Rebecca, don't be scrimp with that. So I could just describe someone as scrimp. And then it is used as an adverb and a verb. And the verb means to keep meagerly supplied or restrict expenses or be frugal. And Rebecca, this goes back to what you remember from your youth, expressions like saving and scrimping. We also, and I think you'll like this, by the 1800s, scrimp could be a noun for something that is small or inadequate, like a scrimp of a 90.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
Or it could just refer to a shortage. So I could say, oh, I want a life without scrimp or worry.
Don't we all, right?
Exactly. And then by the 1800s, we get the adjective scrimpy, which is originally Scottish, like the noun scrimp. And it could refer to a parsimonious person who is scrimpy or something that is meager. So that film has a scrimpy budget. And Rebecca, this is where my brain starts to go round and round of, would I say the film has a scrimpy budget or a skimpy budget? And would I mean something different if I use skimpy versus scrimpy? Do you have a gut here?
You know, now that I've heard you talking more about it, to me, skimpy sounds more like cheap, kind of like a negative thing. And if I were to say, yeah, this film has a skimpy budget, meaning we're really not pouring a lot into it, maybe we don't really feel very good about it. But from what you've talked about with scrimpy, that just sounds like smart budgeting.
And skimp, also of obscure origin, may actually come from scrimp. We get it first as an adjective in the 1700s, along with skimpy by the 1800s. And that's just as we might use it today, a skimpy bathing suit, for example. By the mid-1800s, we get the noun, a skimp of a handkerchief, and then the verb, which may be a variant of scrimp, to give insufficient or barely sufficient funds or attention. As you said, Rebecca, to keep expenses low. I skimped on dessert for the party. I skimped on the hotel.
You're cheap. That's the connotation I'm getting from this.
But I'm also saving, Rebecca.
Well, that's true. But at what expense?
But at what expense? And for the people who make a distinction here, it's about focus, that scrimping is more about saving, about being frugal, scrimping and saving, scrimping and scraping. And the skimping is more about how much you spend. So giving barely enough. So one is more about the saving and one is more about the spending. But of course, if you're spending less, you are also saving.
Well, Anne, you never skimp out on us when it comes to telling us about all of these words. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.